Chapter 13, Adjusting Terms to Reduce Risk. I wanted to share some ideas here that will help you to reduce your risk when making hard money loans. Another reason to use some of these ideas is to help you feel more comfortable in making the loan. The bottom line is that these things will reduce your risk to better ensure a successful loan that will be paid back and on time. Remember, the most important thing is preserving your capital or your private money lender's capital. Reduce the appraisal. One of the things that many lenders do when they do not feel comfortable making a loan on a property because they feel the value isn't there is they will reduce the value of the property. They do this to better protect their capital. For example, let's say they are making a 70% LTV loan and the appraisal comes in at $100,000. That is a $70,000 loan. Well, if the lender doesn't feel comfortable that the property is really worth $100,000, then they may reduce or cut the value of the appraisal. Let's say they reduce it to $90,000. Now, instead of a $70,000 loan, the loan amount would be $63,000. This will help the lender to be in a better equity position in the event the borrower defaults. Reduce the LTV. This is similar to reducing the appraisal and really accomplishes the same thing. If you do not feel comfortable with the borrower at the normal LTV or feel like it may take longer for the property to sell for any reason, then you could simply reduce the LTV, which will lower the loan amount. Sometimes it is better for the borrower to hear that you reduced the appraisal instead of lowered the LTV. This is because reducing the appraisal sounds like a property issue and lowering the LTV sounds like a borrower issue. Required escrow funds. Another strategy that is used by many lenders, although we do not typically do it, is to require the borrower to place a specific amount of funds with you to hold in escrow until the loan is paid off. This amount could represent a specific amount of points or number of payments or any other method for calculating an amount that will make you comfortable making the loan. Takeout lender approval. Another strategy and one that we use is to get our borrower approved for a traditional loan based on the ARV of the subject property. This is really just a way of knowing that we can get paid off from a refinance in case the borrower is having trouble selling the property and needs to keep it as a rental until a later time when they can sell it. I would suggest that you find a good traditional lender that works with investors in your area and build a relationship with them so they can help your borrowers when the time comes. One of the best places to find one is at your local Real Estate Investors Association meeting.